Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show for a Tuesday post-Labor Day wonderful weekend. Well, not a wonderful weekend for a lot of people. Because I'm here to make a very special announcement that the TMOS family, empire, nation has been wrecked by COVID.
He tried to warn us. Rob tried to warn us a few weeks ago.
That COVID was coming?
That it was coming up.
Did not his son come home and bring that evil disease into the home?
Yes, he did. How it works? And that's when Rob came on here and told us about how it's ticking up in all states.
And it is. And I don't know, you know, how this works, but we're going to hear from Rob in a second via a beautiful video he sent along. And I want to say this, that you know, when I heard that he had it, I wasn't surprised. I believe that Robin is in his mid-50s, but his immune system probably rivals that of a, 82-year-old person, probably?
Well, I was surprised that he has never gotten it before.
Yep, yeah.
He's been safe this far.
Well, you got to realize, though, he stays.
That's true. The difference is Robert came home.
Oh, dear. What happened?
You knocked out your video again.
I must have stepped on something. I don't know what happened.
We're audio only at the moment for you.
I'm sorry about that. It's all right. I apologize. I don't know what happened to me.
But yeah, I mean, the difference is Robert's home. And it's always been him and Carrie, and they've always been safe. So they let the kid in.
They let the wild card, and then Carrie got it. And then 24 hours later, Rob got it. And then I am out with my son over the weekend. By the way, I should point out, Rob lives in Leesburg, Virginia. I live in Fort Myers, Florida. We haven't seen each other in person in a very long time.
About a year, right?
It's
We saw each other at Jimmy's.
At Jimmy's. That was the last time. And lo and behold, we hear about these upticks. And I don't even remember. You asked me right before the show, you know, why did you test your son? I don't know why.
Right, because
you
said Michael didn't have a fever.
Michael didn't have a fever, but we decided because of his headache and his body ache and his congestion. And then he said, I think maybe I was the one that might have decided to test because he said he had chills. And this happened when we were at the beach. And there's a story behind that I will share with you momentarily about being at the beach looking for a fishing hole. So, and my son announced something after we were coming back from the beach that made me all tingly inside and all warm and fuzzy that he hates the beach. And I'm glad.
That's wonderful. I hate the beach also.
I hate the beach. I don't like anything about it. The beach is gross. The beach is dirty.
I like the view from the pier.
Yes, I love it. I love being on the water. There's nothing better for me than being on the water. Love it. The actual idea of, you know, trundling sand down into the dirt and to sit your ass down and then go into a body of water where there may or may not be sharks and then step on God knows what, maybe a human hand from a long since, discarded body that's in it. Don't care for the beach. And Michael, after we trundled like half a mile across the beach to get to the part where the creek emptied out into the Gulf of Mexico to find the fish, announced the same thing. But then again, he was under the weather. He is still under the weather. And we came back Saturday evening. We test him. And lo and behold, he tests positive for the COVID. There's the stripe. And by the way,
ahead. Those tests nowadays are nice because they're like flu A, flu B, COVID all in one.
They give you everything.
Like you just grab that when you're sick about anything.
You can have COVID and the flu at the same time.
Right.
And so, and they sell the individual COVID tests as well. And by the way, remember the land long ago, far, far away, when we used to get those things for nothing? Remember
I've ran out of free ones.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't happen. You lost my camera again. I don't know what's happening. Every time I touch, I know what
there's
I'm touching.
There's
I know
exactly a loose wire down what I'm stepping on.
I know. So the positive test was... I know we weren't surprised. It's funny. I'm trying to work through why and how that all happened, but it happened because of the type of illness he had, where he was lethargic and he was achy. And then after we gave him the COVID test, we put a thermometer on him, and his temperature was 99. And then I took it one more time after that. It was 98.9. And so his temp was really close to normal. But in the meantime, Rob had already let us know that he had COVID, and that was either Friday or Saturday. But, so his weekend was destroyed.
And I think that's part of it, too, is when you hear someone else has COVID, you then mentally start thinking, oh, do I have it?
That you well because, you, it, when someone's in your house that has it,
oh,
that's all I'm still thinking. Right now I'm thinking, is that... Am I breathing normally?
I tested
and Carla tested on Saturday, and we were both negative. So
yeah, I was pretty worn out yesterday, took a nap, and immediately Kelly today is like, maybe you have COVID too because of the fatigue. I'm like, maybe I was just worn down.
Here's what I know, and I am not a doctor. This is, and by the way, I've seen the people leaving the CDC. Doesn't really matter if I'm a doctor or not. I can tell you exactly how I feel about the way I understand it, that this particular strain this year is not as severe as it has been in previous years. That's why we're not getting the people that get it getting the hospitalizations. Now, would I go so far as telling us what Rob told us, which was, My doctor told me to let it run its course.
So that's his
doctor, Dr. Don't Give an S, is giving him bad medical advice.
Now, see, we're about to play a video Rob sent where you can clearly hear he's got that razor blade throat that you hear about with COVID.
And early on, when you test positive, it's probably a good idea to get the antivirals in you to shorten the duration.
Right. And I think he's 4 or 5 days in now.
Yeah, because now
he tried to get it out of the way on a long weekend. But he brings up in this video the comments from his doctor. And when he sent this, I told him, I said, that gets really dark. I think I need to edit out the middle of your video.
Really?
But I decided to just leave it.
Oh, excellent. So now my son in the room behind me, he is recreating. He is enjoying Pokemon cards. He is enjoying getting... anything he wants, including something Josh and I will discuss later on in the show, which pissed me off all over again. Yes.
COVID's everywhere, and same as middle school trends. Doesn't matter where you are, every middle schooler's into the same thing.
The thing we have to do, Josh, is you and I have to be out in front of one of these trends and, you know, get it up on the show store as soon as possible. But without further ado, my son has it. Symptoms are not all that bad. Got a cough, got a sore throat. Rob, the video will speak for itself.
Yeah, let's see if Michael sounds like this.
Okay, let's go.
Hey, gang. How you doing? It's me, Rob, the modern face of COVID. Tested positive again today. And so I called my doctor. And he said, you got two choices. You can either ride it out, or like a horse with a broken leg, we can put you down. We'll see what happens, but I know that Carrie bought a new shovel. I'm sure it's not related. I will try to be there as soon as possible. Until then, thank you to Josh and Mike. And I lost my train of thought. I'm not a big fan of this 2019 novel coronavirus. Oh, God. And I guess Mike was right. It wasn't allergies.
You know, when ride dark. It out, right? Yes. Do you think the doctor says right? Wouldn't any doctor say, get the antivirals in your system, maybe, to at least try to combat or take some sort of cold medication?
Well, I believe he already got the Paxlovid.
He
and
did.
And he's like 5 days in.
Oh, he now got it?
No, I think he got it at the beginning.
He did.
I don't think a doctor will ever tell you to. Well, they might say ride it out. They won't say we could take you. They won't say
you mean they won't say you're going to die. Get a shovel and have your wife dig a hole in the back.
Either ride it out or give up and let's just die.
His voice is terrible.
Yes.
When was the last time? I spoke to him on Sunday, I think. Yeah, I'm pretty sure Sunday is when I talked to him.
I spoke to him about 5 minutes before he sent that video. So I spoke to him this morning.
You spoke to him this morning. So yes. This was early in the morning. He sounds like death.
Yes.
He is certainly speaking like death. But then again, he's in the theater. So, I mean, he's going to be as dramatic as he can. But I'm curious about do you think that from the time he first got it over the weekend to now that he's worse or he's better?
No, he is better.
He's
better. That voice you're hearing is better than he sounded on Friday.
Okay.
So mm-hmm. he is getting better. I think he plays it up a little bit, but
yeah, the dig a hole because exactly. He's going to die.
But that is the same voice that I heard on the phone this morning in just normal conversation. So that's his voice right now.
Scoob says, I've had many illnesses that made me sound like that. Relax. But is he telling us to relax?
Well, yeah, running its course is common for colds. I haven't heard it. I guess I have heard it a little bit for COVID. Rob just puts the dark spin on it with the death.
Here's the thing. I read a lot about it because I have a strong self-preservation instinct. And if I become symptomatic, the first thing I'm going to do is test and treat. Now, I home tested and was negative. I will probably home test maybe tonight, but probably tomorrow. And if I get a positive, I will go get a confirmation test followed by the antivirals to get ahead of it if I can. That's what I'm supposed to do. I've already researched that. So
last time I got COVID, I called them via the teledoc, and they called in the prescription.
Immediately. Do you think the severity of what you had was lessened by taking the Pavlovid or whatever it is?
Paxlovid.
Paxlovid. Yeah. I'm turning it into Pavlov's dog. Yeah,
right.
And then you heard a bell and started to drool.
Yeah, right, I don't know that. What it is. I think it's just a steroid mix with medicines and antibiotics. But yeah, it gets you through it. It clears
but it
you
helps.
Up. Yep.
Rob passed. No. Stop it.
Right. Scoob Hopefully that's not the last right we hear now. From Rob.
Hey, someone says, I am always. John said, hey, we found a way to get Rob to stop interrupting stories. That is horrible. That is a horrible thing.
Rob said he could pull it together for the show, but would be punishing listeners, so I told him no.
Let's be honest, Josh. I believe people should probably get used to you and me this week. I'm not dealing with that. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to be near that. I don't want to have anything to do with that.
And I believe at the end of that video, he says, and Mike was right, because you were calling his voice out last Thursday, and he was saying allergies.
He's passive-aggressive with his health. Like, he's passive-aggressive with everything. So it's not aggressive. It's just passive. He's passive.
He assures me this is the first time he has missed a show and called out since he almost died.
Well, that's good, but it's not anything that I don't give a damn about that. But you know?
But you know, he's the type of kid who wouldn't miss days of school because he wanted that certificate for I haven't missed any days since kindergarten.
He likes being here. It's his feather in his cap. But you can't blame him when he sounds like that. So apparently when I spoke to him, he said his wife is doing okay.
Yes.
So she didn't get whacked.
Better today.
She didn't get as whacked as he did by it. But getting back to the whole problem, this is something where are we at pandemic levels? No. Are we getting it around the country? Yeah, we are. Much like the flu, certain areas spike, certain areas do not. And the way I read it is it is a less severe outbreak than we've had in the past. And so It doesn't stop you, though, from me going into the pharmacist and saying, when was my vax? And she said it was last September, and asking if anything else was available. And she said, no, it's not out. It'll be out like in a month, which when I will get it right away. So there is no updated booster for COVID. And I'm all flued and RSV'd and COVIDed and all that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I was told when I went to CVS last week that the flu shot for the fall is out now. So I can get that.
I think I already got that one. So okay. I think that's I got that one early on, and we'll see what happens with with the rest of the country. But it is still, based on what we went through a couple of years ago, it's scary when people get this because you just don't know what it is. And I'll tell you, if you're in that demographic, which is me, called the elderly. With 65 and over, they say you got to be a little more careful, you know.
Yep. Lock yourself up.
So, anywho, I'm a little concerned about that.
And Rob got his from a soda can at Costco.
There it is. But, did you hear about the – I have to ask you this, speaking of Costco.
Yes.
Even though this just applies to me. I feel like by saying this on the show, I'm going to ruin – my chances of getting in. That's so stupid because, first of all, this show goes everywhere and nobody listens in my backyard anyway, so I'm not worried about it. But did you hear about the executive member deal for Costco now? Are you an executive member, by the way?
Yes, I am an executive member.
Did you hear that? Carla told me this not 2 minutes ago, that apparently you can get in an hour early now.
Oh, yes, I did hear that.
Between 9 and 10. That's every day. You can get in early hour if you're an executive member. Now, is everybody an executive member or not?
You just pay for it.
Okay. So,
here's what their deal with the executive membership is. It costs like $120, and you get a rebate at the end of the year. Or when your thing renews, you get a rebate discount back for what you've spent. And if that rebate does not match $120, they give you that original $120 back.
So do you think
it's kind of a scam for everyone? If you're not an executive manager, you're cheap.
If I show up at 9 o'clock, I'm going to be disappointed because they're going to be like ass tons of people there anyway.
I don't know. I think I want to try it.
I do
because
too.
I am amazed. I go to Costco. Normally, I'll go after the show, so I'll go like 11 or 12 because I might as well get lunch too. And I am always shocked how crowded it is on like a Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah. Yep, middle of the week. And you're in Florida, so you get the oldsters that are there. That's the way that goes.
And you know what's across the street from my Costco?
What's that?
Bucky's. Oh. They're both on the same street.
See that?
So it's just traffic.
That's on my Bucky's list that I'd like to go. I think we're getting one somewhere over here, but I have no idea. Now, listen, speaking of consumer culture, which we deal with an awful lot on this show. And the other thing, Josh and I, you would think with the way he is and the way I am, you're probably aware of some of the common threads that we have. One of them being baseball. The other one being he has a 12-year-old. I have a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
Well, the one, but even with having the 12-year-old, it still is amazing to me when the idea of having 12-year-olds. You pick up on something that actually happened to me this weekend. And when you sent me a little show prep idea for talking about this, I was like, ding. Well, actually, I have my ding because it's working
today. Well, and
that's
the thing is, I think of back to middle school for me. And like I think of one thing that when I look back, I'm amazed of was the rumors that would spread from school to school. Where growing up in Maryland as a kid, every kid knew the rumor about the streak, Cal Ripken's streak, and Kevin Costner getting involved with his wife and them having to shut the lights off at Camden Yards. And it was a fake story.
Right.
But every kid knew that, and it just passed from whatever middle school you went to. And I think now, thanks to the internet, we're seeing these same things happen, but it's the trend you see in South Florida, I see in North Florida, which means it's also going on in Virginia and Maryland.
It is.
And everywhere.
And I think that viral is viral, but that is the new word of mouth. That is the new, and the speed at which a trend travels is astonishing. And I believe we are even behind the curve on this particular trend talking about it.
We are. I think, because I have 2 sixth graders, and you've got a sixth grader.
Mm-hmm.
And we both ran into this weekend, where we both went out shopping for the same thing.
Right. We're talking about Lo Boo Boo. me see if I've got a sound.
I've got two of them right here. Le Boo Boo.
Nice beaver.
No, no, I meant Le Boo Boo. Le Boo Boo, not nice beaver. Okay. Le Boo Boo. Oh, you have them.
I have two of them right here because I went to 7-Eleven because I was told, go to 7-Eleven and buy the kids Le Boo Boos.
Now, see, when you say 7-Eleven, that tells me that maybe this is going to hurt me. You probably got them for a better deal than I.
No, because I did not know what they were priced at until I grabbed them because I thought they were a cheap thing.
My son sent me to a toy store.
All right. How much was it at the toy store?
In the Ritzy. It was like $50.
Oh, okay. These were like $18.
Oh,
each.
No.
Yeah. And I think they're the same
thing. Are they the energy? Are they the energy one?
Yeah, big energy or something it says on the box. I don't know. I was told my wife we were going to talk about it, and she said to go buy more.
He's sick. Michael! COVID.
It's just COVID.
Yeah, people are going to say, don't open the door. Don't enter the...
Yeah, where's your mask?
All right, hold on. All right, he's got his mask on right now.
You really spent $50?
Don't stay over there. I spent $50. Can you bring your Le Boo Boo in and put it right in front of the camera? Bring your Le Boo Boo over here, please.
Like, I don't know if
your $50 Le Boo Boo that I got. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a difference, but these are.
Yeah, Eric, I'm aware of that. I'm aware that I got ripped off. He was sick. I was trying to humor him.
And you get sucked into this, so it's no surprise that the store is raising the price
on me. All right, there you go. Show it. It's the same one. There it is. Josh is holding his up right now.
They're the same size.
Same exact size.
Little keychain?
Yeah, it's a keychain type thing. Guess what Josh paid for his? What? $19 at 7-Eleven. Out. Thank you. See you later, sick boy. Say hi.
Now, I'll tell you.
Yeah, $19.
Get better.
Get better, buddy. All right. See you later. But, don't just stare at me. What are you doing?
I'll tell you.
Are you cloudy brain with COVID? Is that what it? What? I can't hear you. All right. What, Michael? What is it? What?
I'm tired.
Okay, go to bed. Go to bed. Thank you. Shut the door.
What makes these things genius is the keychain part, because I don't know about your middle school, but what the kids here are doing is they're clipping it all to their backpacks or their belt loops.
Yeah, the same deal.
So then they all see them, and then they all want them because everyone else has them.
God damn, I would
love to invent one of these trends.
Yeah, I was thinking as I'm driving back from the store. And you're absolutely right, Eddie. They will be in stock at the dollar store next year. That's the way it works. I would not have purchased this if it had not been a COVID-ridden kid at home.
Now I'm told there's another version called Fugly's that is at Five Below that is also starting to pick up traction at the middle schools.
Jesus Christ!
But that's a $5. Thing instead of these $20.
No, but this is the retailer. First of all, I'm guilty because I bought it, and they were saying we have two left. It's the whole thing. It's ripoff. God damn it! You know what? I mean, I'm just stop buying stupid stuff. Okay, Joey, why don't you go get a 12-year-old for God's sake? All right, come on now. Yeah. I'm trying. I'm just trying to do my best for my kid.
To ask Jacob's question, it's not for girls or for boys. It's for both.
Boys and girls, and it's their thing, and these trends they explode. That's what these trends do.
And they're totally, the stores are smart where they're trying to promote the scarcity, because you said yours said it was the final two. I bought what I thought was the final two, and then the guy brought out another box as I was leaving.
Yeah, because they're lying. By the way, $19 is, incredible compared to what I paid.
It is.
I feel so screwed. I feel like I want to go back to that toy store. And I said, my buddy got these for $19 at 7-Eleven up in St. Augustine. What do you have to say for yourself? And they probably
7-Eleven still
me
got
out.
Me because I bought my $40 Powerball ticket and that got me nothing.
That's something that could have returned an incredible. Just think, if you if that paid off for you, you'd have all the little boo boos that you could
exactly
that you could handle. You know. By the way, thank you, commenters. We listen. The comments have been something that we've really started to enjoy on the show, and we welcome you. And if somebody wants to get involved in that, Josh, they just
Show on YouTube. You can comment along.
All right, very good, and check it out. So Eric also says, I have a 12-year-old girl, and she doesn't care about these. Thank God. Oh,
That's
when
good.
When I would have my daughters not care about a trend, there was nothing better.
Yeah, it's great.
There was nothing better. And I think, don't you think to a degree, though, that this is as old as time, where you've got kids that want to play with the particular stick in the yard. You've got the kids that want to play with it. It's existed forever. Kids want what other kids have. That's the
but
way.
You know what?
You know?
I will pay $20 for these things all day rather than pay $20 for another Fortnite skin. Yeah. I'm tired of the digital stuff.
I agree with
Fortnite
you.
And Roblox, and they both always needing money to buy things on there.
Yeah, that's true. They do see us coming. And, you know, here's the thing about it. When you have a sick kid, that's a different deal. And I am, you know, this year more than any other year with any of my kids. I'm talking, you know, 10, 15 years ago with my older kids, when they would want something and you got to say, you know, sorry, it's just not in the cards. I've never seen anything like it recently. And I think it's because society moves faster now.
Oh,
there's
totally.
More pressure out there now. The kids are probably more stressed now. They get into that as well. So, you know.
And some parent is going to spend thousands of dollars to get the whole collection of these. Mm-hmm. And in 2 months, the kids are going to not want these anymore.
No.
And it's going to be on to the next thing.
It's like Beanie Babies. It's like Cabbage Patch. It's like Tickle Me Elmo. It's like all those things. The problem is, dumbass McDummigan went out to the toy store, Toy World, the little boutique-y overpriced toy store. And I went in the Richie Rich Mall that's just down the street from here where everything is overpriced. And I got baked. It sucks. They do see us coming. I'm very, very frustrated. But anyway, that's some of the negative with COVID and Labubu, more negative than I thought. Let me give you a positive. And it's not going to apply to everybody, but it's going to be.
I will tell you.
Yeah,
I will tell you, there are some people in the comments and stuff saying that your $50 Labubu is the real thing, and mine's probably a fake one.
Ooh.
Because of the price.
Did it come in a box, your Labubu?
It did come in a box, and it has the little Pop Mart thing that they say to look for.
I can't touch my Labubu because...
No, don't touch it.
I haven't touched my Labubu all day, so that's because I'm also 66 years old. When I was in my 20s, I touched my Labubu all the time. The thing about it is, I don't care. I still think it's a stuffed animal. It doesn't do anything, and... Yeah, all right, hold it up to the camera again, please. Here he goes. He's holding it up. All right, let's compare your Labubu, Josh, the pink one, to Michael's Labubu. All right.
It has the twisty head. And
does it have a twisty head?
And hands all twist.
All right, so they all twist. Somebody said Josh might not have the real Labubu.
Let me look.
Do you know? Do you know what the real Labubu is?
This is,
but what could you, do you see anything? Hold your Labubu up, Josh.
There's my Labubu.
Does it look fake? Take a look at
it. It's got the feet.
Now, your
thing.
Tag is at the top. His tag is at the bottom.
No, there's.
See the little tag coming out of the Labubu's ass?
Oh, sorry. That's because this Labubu is sitting.
Wait.
Where this one is standing.
You what?
Does Josh have the box?
Yeah, he had the box. He said he had the box. The box with big energy on it?
Yeah.
Big dirt energy.
It's in the kids' room, I think.
Can I see the box?
I'm really nervous about you staying in here right now. Yeah, and you haven't been. And you haven't had a fever for 72 hours. What? He's going to show you the box. All right. Do you have the box in your bedroom?
I don't know where my box is. The kids took the box.
He doesn't have the box.
Am I supposed to have the box?
What? What, Michael? I'm sorry.
The legs and the eyes are different.
Okay. The legs and the eyes are different on his? Yeah, go ahead now. Go ahead. Say the legs and the eyes. All right.
The legs and the eyes are different.
Here you go.
Like, see how, like...
I don't know.
Here you go. Here, put that on. We'll have a conversation with him away from me. All right.
I don't
expose myself. You know, this might be the last show I ever do.
All right, I'm here.
All right, go ahead. All right, let me...
Yeah, I hope you don't have that COVID voice tomorrow.
Okay. All right.
I think they're the same.
Let's see. Put yours out.
Here's my green one.
I feel like yours though are like, it's like shorter together. It's like more.
Well, that's this pink one. The pink one is sitting. And has some.
Oh,
like,
the pink one's sitting.
The pink one's sitting.
Let's look at the. I think the big kind of thing that's off is the eyes are different.
Josh, don't get annoyed at my kid.
No, I'm not getting annoyed at your kid. I'm trying to think if it's entertaining for the listener. And it's like,
sure it is. Look at those. Like they're like puppets. Like we're watching, what the hell, like the old Beanie. What's that show with Ting Ting and Wing Wing and whatever?
Oh, I don't know.
Lame Joey said lame boo boo.
Yeah. Lame I feel boo-boo. Like I'm on Antique Roadhouse and he's tearing apart my guys, checking to see if they're real.
I just want the Turbo Man. That's what it is right now. All right, son, I need you to get out of here. You're going to get me sick. Just put everything down. Stop it. That's not funny. That's not funny. Go out.
God. Don't lick anything.
All right, here he goes. Laboo-boo my ass. That's the way I look at it. Now, can I just get this out of the way because I want to make sure that I give credit where credit is due. Over the weekend, Mrs. O'Mara and I went to her mom's house, and her mom's man friend, Andy, made ribs. You would think, yeah, no big whoop. It's a barbecue. Yeah. You go, you get yourself some ribs.
Now, at a barbecue, they're normally dry.
Let me tell you what happens. We go and... Here's the way I understood it. When we arrive, there is a smoker going. And the smell coming out of this smoker is so wonderful. It evokes Maine and campfires and, you know, any good wood-burning smell in your nostrils that is familiar and pleasant to you. Imagine this coursing through the backyard on a very warm day down here in Southwest Florida. He explains to me that he has been really paying attention to some of these pit masters and these programs that are everywhere for barbecue. Okay. And he has these pork ribs. He's got a couple of racks that are in there. Yes,
what type
sir.
Of grill? Gas, charcoal, smoker?
I don't know. I wasn't that engaged that I even paid attention. Quite frankly, I was ready for a margarita. So that's what I was focused on. And by the way, next to Iguana Mia, nobody makes a better frozen margarita than my mother-in-law. And I give salute to her, to Andy, and to Linda. Let me just tell you, yeah, I might have had a sick kid in tow, might have given you all COVID. But the fact is, this was the picnic of picnics. He said that he had been preparing the ribs. This is 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. He had been preparing these ribs since early the morning by doing the rub and getting them ready and then starting the fire. And then it was 2 hours on this smoker. Then he removed them, did something else with this rub, with like a butter rub or some type, put them back in for 2 hours. He produced these ribs. I am here to tell you, I've been to restaurants. I've been to private homes. I've been to a classic red hot and blue restaurant where it was like a specific rib
joint.
I do
like red hot and blue.
Red hot and blue was the gold standard up around the D.C. area. I have never. And Andy, I told you I would. I told you made the show because I am here for the world to know. Andy, the greatest ribs I have ever tasted. I will implore you. Now, he stole the recipe. I don't care. Make a slight change to it and put it in our book.
Yeah, please.
You need to put this recipe. I will call them Andy's Ribs. Make whatever change you can because those ribs need to be in the O'Mara Family Cookbook. They were the greatest. And it almost made up for the, you know, the store-bought corns on the cob that they put in the plastic wrap. When you buy corn on the cob.
Like not in the stalk?
Like not in the stalk. It's never going to work. But you know what? It didn't really matter because the ribs were so good that I didn't need corn in the husk. It was that delicious. It was spectacular.
Was it fall off the bone?
Fall off the bone. It was fall off the bone. It was fantastic. It was the most delicious thing I've ever had in my life. And I love these ribs. These ribs, I mean, it was incredible. It was the layers of flavors. And then he produced, with the rub, two separate barbecue sauces. One was a like local purveyor of meat down here that sold it, and there was another vinegar-based one for you Carolina barbecue people. And it was just otherworldly, and it made me forget all my troubles for a little while.
Was this his first time cooking ribs?
I'm sure he's cooked ribs before, but I think on his smoker, I don't know, it was fantastic.
Question is, can he repeat it? Or did he luck into the perfect rib?
I left because I dumped Michael with Carla because it had been a day. I had been trundling around the beaches with him, trying to find fishing spots, and I didn't want to deal with it anymore. And so I was leaving, and my words to him, I said, listen, I've never said this. I hope you don't mind me being rude. Please do this again. Anytime you do, anytime you come to my house, you say this, bring them. We will come to you. Bring them to a party. Bring them to your church. Bring them wherever you need to bring them.
These
That's
were
how good they were. They were life-changing ribs, the greatest I've ever had. And by the way, I looked, I said, could it be the raw material? Could it be the fact that, he got grocery store ribs, just raw ribs from the grocery store. They were fantastic. Way to go. Andy, I salute you. Makes me forget the fact that I'm getting COVID. Now, this little sign that I give Rob is when we play the music because, listen to that.
Can you hear that music?
Yeah, that's a. Do you think Rob gave you that music just to make you look bad because it was so mellow?
Here, let's change it up. This episode is brought to you by Prize Picks, daily fantasy made simple. Every day we make decisions, but on Prize Picks, being right can get you paid. Now that football season's almost here, I can't wait. I've been already checking out the Prize Picks app. It's the easiest, most fun way to get into the action. You just pick more or less on 2 to 6 player projections to build your lineup, and then you're ready to go in less than a minute. And let me tell you this, I will always trust Lamar Jackson. If there's a projection on him this season, you know which way I'm leaning. So get on Prize Picks. It keeps it simple and safe too. Fast, secure withdrawals, tons of deposit options like Apple Pay and Venmo, and they've got this thing called injury reboots. If a player goes down in the first half, it doesn't count against you. So get ready for football season. Download the Prize Picks app today and use the code TMOS to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Code TMOS to score $50 in lineups after your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, it's good to be right. Here we go.
There you go. I like that. All right. Yeah. That's a bingo. That's a bingo, Josh.
Yeah.
Let me go. Hey, everybody. We got news coming up. But first, I want to tell you, do you have any delightful memories? Yes. Oh, that's a bingo. Do you want to relive those good old days, but are they trapped on VHS tapes or film reels and you just aren't sure where to start? Most of Rob's memories are saved on dictaphone wire. Ha ha ha! I wish he was here to tell him that's a dumb joke. Luckily, we have the perfect solution. Legacy Box. Legacy Box is the simple and safe solution for digitizing all your family's precious memories. Plus, when you go to legacybox.com, ladies and gentlemen, you can enjoy 50% off when you get started with Legacy Box today. Co-founders Nick and Adam started Legacy Box in their college dorm room over a decade ago. Since then, it's grown from a team of 2 to the largest and most trusted digitizing company in the world. Right now, when you purchase a Legacy Box, you get 90 days free access to Legacy Box Cloud, which is the easiest way to stream, share, and download your memories. It's like Netflix, but for your home movies. You can stream your vids or pics anywhere, download, organize, and save them, and store them securely. The Legacy Box Cloud brings you peace of mind. And now you can't even lose your photos if you tried, you clumsy oaf. Legacy Box. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS to save 50% for a limited time only. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS. That's legacybox.com/TMOS. And we thank you, Legacy Box. And way to go with the music. Do you have the news music by any chance?
I'm sure I've got it right.
That's
here.
Fun. I like this. I like it when somebody else is trying. I should probably do some of this, but I just don't seem to get around to it. That's my problem. Because who knows? I might have my last disease.
Did you see the last line that he had in the Legacy Box spot?
Oh, I missed it. Let me rewind it.
That's fine. I just want to point it out because he wrote these ads on Thursday.
And remember, wash your hands before eating. Yeah.
This is pre-COVID.
Prophetic. Yeah, it was prophetic. Yes. Yeah, he knew it was coming. He had that feeling. That's probably exactly what was going on. All right, we start today with Happy Telephone Tuesday. Ladies and gentlemen, the Tuesday after Labor Day is supposedly the day businesses get the most phone calls all year. Think about it. Everyone's back from the long weekend. Kids are in school again. Adults are finally free to tackle their mountain of to-dos. So the world wakes up and says, yeah, I should probably call about that thing I've been putting off since June. And when you come back from the holiday weekend, after the kids are back in school and everybody's going to use their phones, why doesn't your homeowners association send out a little memo that they've charged you an assessment? Effers?
They're catching up with business, too.
Unbelievable. God, great timing. Asses, dorks, nerds, power people, people that are retired but still need to get off on telling others what to do. Screw you all. Thank you. No, I don't care if the community center is renovated. Doesn't matter to me. It doesn't affect my life.
I would much rather start having memberships of these community centers.
Yeah.
Where absolutely. You can buy into it if you want.
Bring in a Crunch Fitness or something like that. Telephone Tuesday is just a loose observation, kind of like a distant cousin of Black Friday, but it may be fading into the past now that more businesses use automated menus to direct people online to chatbots. It's harder and harder to talk to a human, even at many small businesses, and that's an unwelcome change. In a recent poll, 62% of customers prefer human interactions over automated ones, and
only 62?
Yes. Yeah. Keep out with the people. No, I'm glad I don't talk to a human. 77% believe that a phone call is the best, most efficient way to get an answer. Well, I think in many cases it's faster. But if you've ever been checking in at a hotel behind a senior citizen, you might say to yourself, no, the spoken word can be slower. And you can get every question.
And you know what? My policy for services and small businesses around here, like if I need a lawn guy or a pest guy or whatever, they have to do text messaging.
Yeah.
Because that's the only way I deal with them. I'm not going to call and wait in line or wait for emails. If they do text message, I hire them, and that's how I do all my communication.
Well, and also if you have a small entrepreneur who's out there, with a service industry, he's probably on a job site, and it's easier for him to text also. 100%. Instead of not answering his phone and then getting back to you, it's a much more efficient way to do it. So I get it. This video has been making the rounds. We'll show it to you in just a second here. The CEO of a Polish paving stone company became an international villain over the weekend when he was caught on camera stealing a hat from a little kid at the U.S. Open. Let's show you that, and then I'll give you the rest of the story.
A grown man appears to blatantly snag a U.S. Open player's hat straight from a kid's hands.
Dick.
Has sparked fury across the internet.
Dick.
Viral moment happened as cameras followed Polish tennis player Kamil Majek.
I like the giant tennis balls.
After his victory on Thursday, as he was with autographs on him.
Yeah, fans.
That's when he could be seen attempting to hand his hat to a young boy standing directly in front of him. But before the kid could grab it, a man hovering over his shoulder reached across his body, snagged it, and quickly tucked it into the bag of a woman next to him. The poor kid was seemingly left shocked, as were fans.
I imagine you have his apology.
Some people are truly so.
His name, Jesus, Piotr Sierfitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitifitif S-Z-C-Z-E-R-E-K. That's pronounced Smith. His name sounds like a Bond villain, Piotr Sizurek. He grabbed the hat from the tennis star, whose name is also hard to pronounce. Well, he's been called every name in the book, and he's feeling the pressure. And he would like you to know that he just made, quote, a serious mistake.
No, he didn't. He says that he says in there that he was convinced they were handing it to him.
Mm-hmm.
And in that video, it was clear it was not going to him.
Well, I'll try to make this palatable by putting my fabulous Polish dialect on the quote. Piotr, or Piotr, says, quote, they would like to unequivocally apologize. By the way, my Polish accent is my Russian accent as well, so maybe I should just jump into Teddy KGB. I would like to unequivocally apologize to the boy who was harmed, his family, as well as all the fans and the player himself. In the emotions, in the crowd's joy, After victory, I was convinced that the tennis player was handing the cap in my direction for my sons, who had earlier asked for autographs. It is a painful but necessary lesson in humility for me. He also promised to, quote, engage even more actively in initiatives supporting children and youth, as well as in actions against violence and hate. I believe that only through the deeds can I rebuild the lost trust. They fired him, right? I think the most recent is they canned the guy. That's what I think I read before we taped this.
See, I thought he was the owner of the company.
No, so he is the CEO. That is not owner necessarily. Let's see. Piotr Majerak, the other guy who's Kamil Majak.
Camille is the tennis player.
He's
right?
The tennis player. He didn't even notice what happened because he was tired and kind of in a daze after the match. But when he heard about it, he arranged to meet the other kid in person on Saturday, and he gave him a bunch of swag. For the record, he believes Piotr's story. Piotr even sponsors his tennis foundation back in Poland. Well, then he can get his own hat whenever the hell he wants. Come on, for Christ's
sake. And all
sake.
I see is the apology, nothing about him being fired.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll give you an update when we get one. Ethan Hawke isn't exactly calling his 7-year marriage to Uma Thurman a mistake, but in a new interview, he suggests that it didn't have a solid foundation because it began on a movie set. Ethan and Uma, which I officially claim is a possible name for the indie duo I am probably never going to start, met while making the 1997 movie Gattaca. And Ethan says, quote, there's a certain intimacy to the work that we do, imaginative intimacy. It's such a high. It feels dangerous and thrilling. This is probably not going to help any leading man or leading romantic lead lady that goes onto the set when he says it feels dangerous and thrilling. It's such a high. He says it turns the temperature up in your life. It can be like falling in love at summer camp. Jesus, Ethan, shut up. It doesn't have any connection to the dailiness of real life. It's the danger of it. So that's what he talks about when he banged Uma. You know, well, because it's like another woman.
No, but why is he talking about it?
Because he's an idiot, probably. Like, I have no idea why he was bringing it up in the first. Are they still together? I don't even know. Are they part of a thing?
I don't know.
Uma Thurman still manages to look stunning.
No, my ex-wife.
Ex. There you go. Maybe that's why he's talking about it, because he's looking. Maybe he is talking about it because he's new. He's doing a movie right now with another lady that he's trying to get the hots for and trying to communicate to her that it's an emotional high and better than real life. I don't know. Nor do I.
It's creepy,
care.
Though.
All right. I want to warn everybody before we share. Did you get a look at this? Have you looked at this yet, the video that I sent you?
Just to make sure it works and enough to be like, I think it's... But it's real.
It's innocent. When I say not innocent... That's not the word I want to use. Believe me, that's not the word I want to use. But it is, you're not seeing anything other than bodily motion, but it's pretty obvious what's going on.
I did have to check the little box that I'm over 18.
Okay.
Ask me when downloading it.
It might be a problem for us. If it is, it is. I'm giving fair warning that this is not suitable for kids anyway, so please be aware of that. I just don't get it. Drugs, maybe, substances of some kind, who knows? A man got kicked out of a Korn concert at MetLife Stadium in Jersey last Wednesday for having self-fun. That's the best way that I can articulate it. Of course, somebody recorded it and posted it on TikTok. Now, the guy is just sitting in his seat. He's kind of doing what he's doing. And it's in full view of everyone else, including, like, women just down the row. At one point, somebody jumped down to the row above him, punched him in the head. Then security shows up and drags him out. We have video evidence of this happening. Roll the tape. Oh, my God.
Now, see,
there he is.
The angle is so you don't see anything.
Yeah.
So when I tested, I was like, oh, maybe this is a fake.
Well, they were trying. Now they edited. Now this guy didn't like him, hits him in the head. Boom!
Right. But again, they don't show him get hit in the head.
They don't get him show him get hit in the head. But he's doing that, and I here's to the guy that hit him in the head. And now security and the cops dragging the guy out. What the hell? What's wrong with people?
It doesn't make any sense.
By the way, Korn, perfectly respectable rock group. No need. No need. I mean, it's not like they're a magnet for pervs, but this guy, well, he didn't look like he had anybody there as a date.
No, it's one way to get the row all to yourself. Extra leg room.
People scattering when he did that. That is just, I can't describe it. They showed one still. I saw another still of the guy's face. He did look like substances might have been involved, but I'm not sure.
It has to be.
So that's it. I don't know what else I can say. So what I can do is I can wrap it up. Let's do that right now. If you flew over the holiday weekend, you can surely relate to this guy's frustration, especially if you had any issues with your baggage. A man in the L.A. area flew home on Friday and couldn't find his luggage at baggage claim. He had an AirTag. Doesn't say where he was flying from. Didn't say it here. He had an AirTag inside his bag, so he checked to see where it was and saw that it was moving away from the airport toward the rideshare area. That's when he realized it had been taken. You've been taken. I have a very nice set of skills. He started chasing after it and eventually saw it stop at a boarded-up abandoned building about half a mile away. His partner called the cops, and they responded. The officers shined flashlights inside the building and saw some movement and went inside. They found some people inside and lined them up, and one of them was wearing the guy's clothes. There you go. No waiting. No waiting. You know, you get that and swag.
I love that these cops went ahead and followed the case and said, yeah, we'll chase the AirTag.
Yeah, I'm glad they did that. The guy was allowed to collect his things, which were strewn throughout the building.
Did he get the outfit off the guy?
I'm not sure. He says he was able to get about 90% of his stuff. It sounds like the police are still investigating because there's no word on any charges just yet. They probably want to find out if there were other people involved and figure out if this was a one-time thing or an ongoing scheme. I don't think it was an ongoing scheme if the guy was wearing the clothes. But I understand the guy, they tackled him because he tried to get away on his way to the Korn concert. That's what he was trying to do, ladies and gentlemen. We've got more show coming up, ladies and gentlemen. But first, I just got this today. I don't even know if they want me to talk about it. But have you gotten this yet, Josh?
No. Talk about it.
This is...
I'm curious.
Just looking for the music. This is Liquid IV.
The music says it's playing, which is not.
Oh, it isn't? Okay.
There it is.
Liquid IV Energy Multiplier, natural caffeine, electrolytes, vitamins, amino acids. And the flavor I'm enjoying is raspberry lemonade. This one here is strawberry kiwi. I love me Liquid IV. It's my second big stick of Liquid IV today. This program's sponsored by them. Soak up the last of summer or power through that back to routine grind with Liquid IV's Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier. Oh, we're way ahead of that. We have Liquid IV Energy.
Yeah, the energies are what I get. That's what I drink.
Absolutely.
I get energies all the time.
It's wonderful. Now, Rob checks in with whether he needs to or not. Rob checks in with our friends at Liquid IV once every 7 months. 7 to 8 months, he checks in just to see how they're doing. That's why when I get these things, I know nothing about it until they come into my home. But I'm telling you, I'm drinking it right now. Raspberry lemonade is fantastic. Their flavors are the best. You're going to love their hydration multiplier. Works way harder than water. Every day I drink it. I drink it every day because it's packed with 3 times the electrolytes of the sports drinks, plus 8 essential vitamins. And yes, it's non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, soy-free. If you want sugar-free, well, they've got that in the energy multiplier too. And they've got delicious flavors. My favorite is the white peach. It's wonderful because of Live Hydroscience. Hit up liquidiv.com. Use code TMOS at checkout and score 20% off your order. Grab a stick, rip it open, and start sipping. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone. Savor the last bits of summer with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with the code TMOS at checkout. Orange Vanilla Dream. It's the cream of the crop. That's 20% off your first order with the code TMOS at liquidiv.com, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Josh, I know that you went to the 50th anniversary of Jaws. I don't even know if you've seen it before, but
I have.
You have.
I've seen Jaws many times, but I've never seen it in theaters because I'm too old, too young.
Yeah, too young, because so, it was around, I remember,
75.
I'm old enough to remember when it was the thing, and, you know, now there seems to be a bit of a retro kick with the Sphere and Wizard of Oz, and now with the 50th anniversary of Jaws. Now, for somebody like me, who's seen it not only in the theater when it first came out, but I've seen it on TV, I've seen it enhanced, you're telling me that this theatrical release was something special.
I think I even own Jaws on the Apple TV, because I've watched it so many times.
Okay. All right. You love it.
So I love it. And I knew the 50th anniversary was this week at my theater. And you know, I do the Tuesday movies because it's $5 movies. So once my softball game was rained out this morning, I said, I'm going to go see Jaws.
Okay.
So I went at 10 a.m. showing. Mm-hmm. Earliest I've ever gone to a movie.
Anybody there?
They opened the doors for me. They turned on the popcorn machine for me. I was the only person there the entire time.
Oh, the movies are alive and kicking. Absolutely, yeah.
They were showing Jaws on the main theater with, like, I got the seat that, like, moves and shakes and all that because I said, why not?
So they did the kind of thing they're doing with some special effects in the theater?
Yeah, well, like, the seat moves. So as the boat rocks, your seat is rocking a little bit.
And was there a smell of fish in the air?
No smell of fish, no explosions.
That's usually, you usually go to Casablanca, you'll have that smell.
But it starts with Steven Spielberg talking about making the movie and how he was 27 years old when he made it and scared because it was his second big movie and first time shooting on the water and everything. And then it rolls, and he talks about how they mastered it and they cleaned it up to get it 4K and to get it to look best on these screens using technology that they didn't have back then with the film.
Right.
And it looks amazing. It's the best, like when you do all those remasters, they did them all for DVD and Blu-ray and 4K. I've never seen anything look as good as Jaws did on the screen. They did a great job remastering.
The thing about Spielberg and the thing about Jaws is, and this is the strange thing about it, you can go back and look at a movie that's made with early technology CGI, and it will look ridiculous because it's so badly done. You go back and see the analog movie where he is using a real mechanical shark, fake shark, not to be, use that kind of terminology.
It's the same reason that Jurassic Park stands up as well.
Yep.
Because they used real animatronics and real...
When they put their hand on the dinosaur and the stomach's going up and down,
that
kind of stuff really does work. And it's also why, look, I have to avoid my degenerate gambling habit, but I am seeing, I think it was CBS Sunday Morning did a piece on The Wizard of Oz at the Sphere that just looks,
it looks outstanding.
So cool. It looks so cool just to be a part of that, you know? Now, would you ever be able to talk your wife into going to the Sphere to see The Wizard of Oz and bagging the trip to see what's the boy band she wants to see?
Backstreet Boys.
The Backstreet
Boys. That will not happen because Kelly hates The Wizard of Oz.
Why does she hate The Wizard of Oz?
I don't know. She doesn't like musicals, and that's her excuse. I think she must have – I think it's her age. I think it's that she is younger than me.
Right.
And I think at that point there were so many offerings for her on what to watch and everything that The Wizard of Oz didn't come up.
You don't think she was really... Yeah, see, I would say... Yeah, that's right, the age, doesn't play in.
She's 7 years younger than me, and there's just a blind spot on great classic movies that she just won't touch. And that's
I'm old enough to know people that would not go see it because it freaked them out so totally when they were a kid. I remember when I was a little bitty, and I'm watching that on TV. Because, by the way, if you didn't know this, they had it in the CBS Sunday Morning, but I knew it already, that The Wizard of Oz was a box office flop, a big-time box office flop. The thing that resurrected The Wizard of Oz is when I think CBS bought the rights to it and began running it every year. And for a long time when I was a little kid, I remember... It was a big deal every year, once a year. You'd only get it one time a year. This is what made things so special.
I feel like it was that way when I was a kid, too.
special time it would be, it would come on. Yep. And then, of course, you know, now everything is at our fingertips and we can watch it 30 times if we want. But the idea of making that special, and I only became aware of it when I was watching it on TV, and man, oh, man. Did that Wicked Witch scare the crap out of me? Absolutely.
And I remember the monkeys scaring me when I was a kid.
Right, right. It's terrifying. It's terrifying.
Then they made that Return to Oz sequel, which is truly terrifying, and it's nightmares.
Now, see, I haven't seen that, Return to Oz.
Yeah, yeah. Put that on sometime if you want to have nightmares.
Is it really a horror film, or is it...
I remember being so scared of it as a kid. It's just darker, and it's like... It's like the witch won and took over, and it's all the negative energy, and it's these scary roller robots, roller wheel guys. I haven't went back to it in 40 years because it's so scary.
Do they tie it into the actual real theme? Do they tie it into that at all?
Let's see. Yeah, I mean, it's all tied in.
What, are you trying to find a clip or something like that?
Well, I was seeing what the actual storyline of it.
Of Return to Oz?
Yeah, it says, in Return to Oz.
Rolando says Rob watched it for his bachelor party.
Probably so.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
It says, Dorothy is saved from a psychiatric experiment by a mysterious girl.
It's a campy.
And,
I'm not aware
of it. Somehow called Back to Oz, when a vain witch and the Gnome King destroy everything that made it magical and beautiful.
We represent the Lollipop Guild as mayor of Munchkin City.
I love that show. I really do. Or that movie is what it was. Yeah. And, so speaking of, go ahead.
Well, and we've got that. It's perfect timing with Wicked last year and Wicked 2 coming out this year.
I haven't watched it. Any opportunity I've had now that it's free now, isn't it? Wicked, can't you see it for free? I don't watch it.
I don't know.
It.
I took daughters to see it in the theater.
Would you recommend it?
Yeah, I thought it was good. Okay. I've seen the stage play, and I thought it was good. It was fine. It's got Rob's boy from SNL that he loves in it. So
Bowen Yang,
Bowen Yang. He's fine.
As far as movies are concerned, I did rent a recently released film, but I didn't go see it in the theater. And wanted to reiterate, I'm not giving you a bullet. Yeah, go ahead.
Before we get to that, I thought I could. Would you like to see? Oh, it didn't load. I was going to show you a bit of Return to Oz.
I'd love to see that. But hold on. I really would.
I've got to turn off one of these videos. It says I've got too many.
I don't mind waiting. I'm fine.
Here is the trailer for Return to Oz. It came out in 1985. So I remember seeing this when I was 5 or 6. Okay. And I'm still scarred.
Something about a tiger.
The heels 3 times. And then you said, there's no place like home.
I know you don't want to go to the doctors, but you just haven't slept the night right through since the tornado.
So it's not that new a movie.
No, 85. Here, I'm going to skip ahead a little bit. And see, they're not showing you the creepy stuff. Well, now maybe it's getting creepy.
They've all been turned to stone.
Yeah, all the munchkins are turned to stone.
Where? The Wheelers. I don't remember them.
Might be watching it tonight. I like these things. Oh dear, what are they?
Those are the Wheelers.
I haven't done anything to you.
Isn't that a stolen lunch pail in your hand? Isn't that a chicken in there with you? The Gnome King doesn't allow chickens anywhere in Oz.
Who's the Gnome King?
Who is the Gnome King?
I don't know if it's screaming anymore.
It looks like it's like a C movie, not even a B movie.
It is.
Oh, my God. Return to Oz. I don't know. I don't think that's in my wheelhouse. I don't think I want to go see that.
Parents need to know it's gloomier, spookier. Look and feel, but there is a heart in the end. Children 8 and younger will find it disturbing.
Wow.
Especially if they're fans of the original. So
absolutely disturbing. It's one of the most disturbing things you will ever see. One last movie thing that I wanted to share with everybody. Yes. I was just going to get to it. Brad Pitt, Dreamy, F1, the race car movie, old-fashioned Hollywood, very solid. Very good.
Storyline.
Absolutely good storyline. You know, very typical. Nothing, no big surprises. You really don't get a lot of surprises. But man, I just like Brad Pitt being a leading man. He's just somebody that delivers the goods. And, you know, he looks good. He is good in the movie. He's got a nice romantic interest in it. It's awesome. And all the acting jobs are done beautifully. If you haven't seen it,
if you like racing,
go check it out because it's really that good. I enjoyed every minute of it. But what if you don't care
about racing whatsoever?
If you don't care about the racing part, let me just say this about the racing part. It does show you when it comes to Formula One just how much of a production, when you talk about the millions and millions and millions of dollars that go into these race teams, it kind of shows you what it's all about. And I did come away from the movie saying to myself, really? They put that much into a tenth of a second? They put that much into the money spent to win these races? And, you know, it was interesting. I thought
it was kind of good. Does it show you the wear on the driver?
Yeah.
And his prep and all.
Yeah. A lot of neck exercises, right? To stabilize the neck.
Yeah.
Of course, that's what that guy did at the Korn concert, too. So that happened as well. Sorry. I'm here all week, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a little more show coming up for you, ladies and gentlemen. But first, I want to share this with you. It's Incogni. This episode is powered by Incogni, your personal data's bodyguard. Here's the deal. Data brokers scoop up your info, names, addresses, even social security numbers, and they sell it to whoever's paying. Scammers, spammers, creepy marketers, you name it. That's why your phone won't stop ringing. Your inbox is a mess and identity theft is always lurking. Data breaches jumped 72% in 2023 from the previous year. Incogni fights back. They automatically wipe your data from over 230 brokers, keep monitoring, and push back when brokers resist. You stay off their list, period. With your flexible plans, their protection always fits you and your family. And you're covered by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Bottom line, if your data's out there, you need Incogni. Use code TMOS and Incogni.com/TMOS to get an exclusive 60% off on annual Incogni plans. Incogni.com/TMOS. That's Incogni.com/TMOS. Thank you very much, and we appreciate Incogni being a brand new TMOS sponsor. I got my latest Temo order in.
Yeah.
Carla got her stuff from, I think it's called Shein.
That's another
one of the cheapo sites.
Yep,
that's our thing now. It's what we like. We don't have the money we used to have to spend, so we like to get the cheapo stuff, and still it's fun to open up packages. I will tell you this, that when I ordered three new belts, and that to me, isn't that a typical Temu order, right? You're going to get a belt.
That's something you know it's overpriced. And
yes.
And it's pennies to make.
Yeah, pennies to make. Get yourself a nice cheap belt. Get yourself a belt for about $7 to $10. That's what you do. Problem is with Temu, or Temu, I should say, sometimes I just want to know what's going on at the point of origin. First of all, sometimes when you look at the tracking information of this ship and that ship and customs and coming through and what's going on, and then you get I'll whip out the belt that I've got. All right, this is a belt that is
They are incorporated in Delaware. All but nothing has came from Delaware that I've ordered.
Nothing has come from Delaware. This is what's called a ratchet belt. Are you familiar with these? Ratchet belt has these little – they have a ratchet on it.
Okay. I'm not familiar with a ratchet belt.
You don't pull it through a little belt buckle the same way. It's ratchets closed.
Like a zip tie.
Like kind of a zip tie, and you do that. The problem is I got mine – and by the way, you do your own measuring on this thing, or you tell them. And I measured mine to 27 inches, my waist size. No, not 27 inches. I measured it to my waist size. You got the little lines there. And I got one that looked like this. It's for golf. It's why you have that lovely tan color.
Okay, yeah.
It's a belt. It's a belt. I get the color, and then I get another one that's delivered that's exactly the same, only it's backwards. And I don't know, A, why I got the one that was backwards, or B, why it's...
Can you take the head off and flip it?
Yeah, you can take the head off like this. Look.
So then it won't be backwards, right?
Yeah, but it was also shorter than the other one, and so I couldn't use it at all.
Wonder if someone already adjusted the size and sent it back.
I have no idea. They might have, but see, there's the belt buckle.
Yeah, yeah.
It comes off like that, and then I shove it back. I've already trimmed this one. Now, this is the way I wanted them. I wanted them with a big, long belt, and then I trim it myself just like I did, and then you slide it in. And I've had a belt like this that I got at a golf tournament a long time ago that was, really ducky. I really enjoyed it, so now, I decided I'd do it again.
How much was that belt?
$672. No, it was $11. It was $11. That's how much it cost. All right, because I'm going to put it back in. There it is. There you go.
My favorite belt is a Groove belt.
Oh, the Groove Life. Yeah, the Groove Life.
Groove Life. And I got
They
free.
Were a sponsor, a fine sponsor of the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yeah, and I had them as a sponsor on 336 for a little bit. Yeah. And I got one of their belts, and that's my favorite
Maybe
belt.
We'd be talking about Groove Life if they were still a sponsor.
Well, because they're not a sponsor, I'm going to mention the reason I have not purchased another one of theirs in another color is because it's a $65 belt.
Yes. Yeah. And it's silly.
So if you go onto Temu, I mean, it's basically
what if they
a
come
ratchet
back?
And belt.
What do I say when they come back? That's a great deal.
It's a wonderful deal.
Yeah.
You know, you want to buy it. You know what? It's $60 because it's American made.
Amen, baby. That's exactly how I feel about it, Josh. Fantastico. No. So
but you've paid $11 for Temu.
So and one of them. Yeah.
That's where you can't think about where it's made. You can't think about. I know they say, oh, we deal directly with the factories in China to get you a good deal. But I don't want to think about the factories in China.
I don't either, because I don't know when they made it backwards and then they trimmed one up and it was shorter. What's going on with my stuff?
Right.
What's
How old
going
was that
on?
Kid?
Are they all like banging each other in the factory or something and they're just not paying attention?
Oh, no,
with the
I was thinking
quality
like,
control?
No, that one was made by like a 10-year-old.
The
other one was made by a 15-year-old.
I don't wish for that. I don't wish for that.
No, I don't wish for that.
I got my insoles. I got my belts. And what else did I get? I got one other thing. I forgot what it was. So much crap. But anyway, this one fits. I'll be using this one. And then I got a gray one that also fits really well. And then my favorite one, the one that made me order, was my my blue one that I got for my little golf outfits.
And yeah, and
it was like 28 inches long. It didn't work for me. So,
and it does say that Temu and Shein. Like there was globalaffairs.org say they are so cheap because they get around U.S. labor laws.
Fine. Sorry. I'm fine with it. You know, in this world, you know what, Josh? And you can relate to this with your guy being in power. Who cares? Who cares, right? It's every man for himself. This is America.
No.
Step
no.
over the
Bring
corpses.
Bring the work back to America.
This is he doesn't care about that. He was wearing, do you remember when he had the Donald Trump ties and he was wearing it and it was made in China on Letterman? I remember
I agree.
Labor laws, I don't know. By the way, I purchased plenty of Amish belts.
Amish stuff is made really well.
Yeah,
Amish stuff
is great.
Now, Temu garment workers, which are the people who I imagine made your belt, work an average of 14 to 16 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Oh.
So,
I don't know about that.
Maybe we don't. Maybe I don't read in any more about that, and we just focus on the product.
Yeah, I think maybe that might be. Maybe we'll stop talking about them altogether. I think that might be a decent thing to do. I'm not sure. We're going to move on now. Now that you've made me so uncomfortable, that's it. But hey, the belt fits fantastic. You know, maybe that 15th hour was just one hour too long.
Yeah, he was tired that day.
Right. Do you think they get long weekends ever? No, probably
Well, they
not.
Said 7 days a week.
Oh,
so unless they have a 9-day week in China.
Sorry.
I don't think so.
Okay. Let me tell you about an American-made company before we move on. And you've got some beautiful video, just like Rob has.
I do
you've
have
got
some
it
video.
Standing by.
Yep. Ladies
and gentlemen,
Rob sent it.
I want to tell you about DermGlow. Are you looking to lose weight and feel your absolute best? Who isn't? But it's not an easy task. Until now, DermGlow Skin partners with the top telehealth company to bring you proven weight loss solutions and a full range of peptides for a total and delightful body wellness situation. Their weight loss options include GLP-1 injections, GLP-1 GIP injections, and the brand new option of once-weekly oral drops, GLP-1 and GLP-1 GIP. That means no needles, but the same amazing results Whether you want to tighten and firm your skin, burn fat, build muscle, improve gut health, reduce inflammation, or practically anything else, DermGlow has a peptide for it. Reach out to Carla anytime and see how she can help you. Helping you look and feel your best is her passion. There's a special offer right now. GLP-1 GIP is $70 off, so it's the perfect time to start. Ready to change your body and your mindset? Let's go to DermGlowSkin.com. All right, you've got some beautiful video for us, and I'm ready to believe
Rob,
you.
Rob's right a video along.
Okay.
You know his favorite theme park?
King's Dominion.
Yes, but his other one, Hershey Park.
Hershey Park.
Sometimes the hills are a bit much.
Okay. Very good.
And Tony, thanks so much. Let's start right here this hour in Dauphin County, where a young boy is safe after he was seen walking on the monorail tracks at Hershey Park over the weekend.
Yeah, video of it quickly like the hills went viral either. On social media. Fox Worth News' Tyler Poglich caught up with the man that helped bring that boy to safety, who's now being called a hero.
Oh, bless you. Bless you.
All right, they are censoring the kid, but the kid is walking on there.
Spotting a young boy on top of the monorail tracks at Hershey Park. The ride was closed at the time of the incident, but that didn't stop one man from trying to help.
Kind of like the dad instincts kicked in, and then it was just trying to figure things out.
Is that the guy that saved him?
That's the guy that climbed up on the roof and then pulled the kid off.
Eagles fan.
When he saw the boy, he didn't hesitate.
It's Hershey. It's not too far from Philly.
Onto the roof of a snack stand and then up onto the tracks themselves, getting the child down to safety.
Oh, man, good dude.
He'll never forget.
I want to know where the kid's parents are.
Absolute relief. And even I could feel it in him, the relief, as soon as he got into my arms. And thank goodness he came straight into my arms, and it went nice and simply in that sense.
A spokesperson from Hershey Park says the child was reported missing around 5 p.m. Saturday. He somehow got through the closed, secured monorail entrance before venturing onto the track. Hershey Entertainment and Resorts released a statement saying, quote, "We are grateful for the vigilance of our guests and the swift response of our team, and we remain committed to the highest levels of guest safety throughout Hershey Park. From the time he was first reported missing to the moment he was back with his family, just 23 minutes had passed."
Okay, so he was gone for 20 minutes. He got away for 20 minutes.
23 minutes. Yeah.
All right, so at least he had that about the parents, and easily happen in an amusement park safe situation, right?
Yeah, but I've never seen anyone climb down that monorail.
I will tell you this,
though. They are lucky the trains were turned off.
Yeah, but the thing about it, you know, you don't know, and I'm sure that guy doesn't know. He probably didn't know. You just kick in, and you do it. And the guy had the physical fitness to get up there on the monorail and do that. And that is a, you know, just a great human being that does that kind of thing. Because God knows if the kid had just wandered, you know, how about all the people with their effing cameras out that, you know, that made a news story, but, you know, help, especially younger people that could get up there probably easier. That guy, something special, you know, not a completely young dude that did that, but a dad. That's awesome. That's a cool video. I like that. That's good.
And you're scrolling. Have you seen any cannibals this weekend?
No.
Here's a social media guy who decided he's going after the cannibals.
Sarang lagi sarang.
I think they're pointing bow and arrows at us, bro.
Seriously. This is terrifying. They're huge bulls. So I've got like an offering for them. This is Demi back here, who knows the tribe and who's bringing us in. He's telling us that this is the way to basically bargain our way and try and make them accept us. Got
you put
salt.
Put it in your hand.
Put it in my hand?
Open it and just put it in your hands a little bit. Kakak macam tidak terima kita full. Kakak rasa buang. Kakak rasa.
So he's giving them salt to try to earn their favor.
Okay, he doesn't look like he likes that.
Be careful.
He doesn't like it. All right, guys, let's move back, maybe.
We have to go out.
He's not into that.
Bow and arrow. Really welcome. On the guy. It's really dangerous.
I'm not going to lie, that is absolutely terrifying.
Holy shit. Oh, my God.
Demi, they're scary.
I'm sorry I take you here.
I cry BS, Josh.
You
I cry BS because the guy's too low key. The guy's grinning. You're not grinning if you are borderline mortal danger, you don't grin. And then when the other guy has to volunteer, that's really scary. I cry BS
you think
on that.
You think it's fake?
I think it's why would they react? Don't you
I don't know
when somebody's there's a video that floats around with a guy that's like having a meeting around a campfire, and this guy is speaking in another language, and he's pissed the guy off. And you look at the face of the journalist that's doing this, and the journalist is totally freaked out of his mind, and that's the way you would react if are going to kill you and eat you. It just seemed a little, you know, with that guy kind of go, oh, I guess he didn't like the taste, you know. And it didn't appear to be anything really planned or anything like that, so who knows. I don't know.
I can see. Yeah, and I think putting the salt in your hand instead of handing them the bag is kind of like treating them like a dog.
I know.
Or something. It's a little very odd.
But obviously that's the way he took it, but I think the whole thing might have been manufactured. Right. You never know. It's the internet, right?
You could easily convince me of that. Here's something that's not manufactured. I think Rob knew I was seeing Jaws today, so he sent over a shark attack video.
Man is in the hospital because of a shark. Sean Muse wanted to hit the beach and fish for sharks for his birthday, something he does quite often. However, this trip ended with him in the hospital. Wink News reporter Bianca Smith shows us everything caught on camera.
It's my news, Josh. My local news.
We're out shark fishing on the beach here, and one of the guys I'm with got bit in the leg.
You're listening to the 911 call from Saturday night. Sean Muse and his friends hooked a 6-foot lemon shark. But when he stopped to snap a picture,
we were taking the hook, and we just finished taking the hook out of his mouth. We were going to go release him, and the shark just turned and bit me.
The Boca Grande Fire Department responded to the 911 call.
He's awake. We have a tourniquet on his leg. He's got a towel on it to try to stop the bleeding.
Fire Chief C.W. Blosser says Boca Grande isn't just known for their beaches.
C.W.
But their sharks, too.
There are a lot of sharks out here, especially during tarpon season. Never seen anybody, you know, specifically fishing for a shark getting bitten. So you got to be careful when you're playing with Mother Nature.
Or don't take a picture.
He's airlifted here to Gulf Coast Medical Center in Lee County. He says he's lucky to still have his leg.
Ooh.
But this bite isn't going to stop him from shark fishing.
I'd go
back today if I could be the hospital. It's, you know, it's unfortunate, but it's something that happens when you go, you know, it happens sometimes. Luckily,
great story.
He only took a little bit of me.
Yeah.
Not a lot. So, you know, I'm one of the fortunate ones, and, you know.
Okay.
I'm a shark bite.
Good story. Thanks. Good. Very articulate. Let me just share this with you. Yes. You know what I said to my kid today? Sometime, and I was talking about those kids that knock on doors and the one that kid got murdered because he went out there.
Pitch.
That's what I told my kid today, Josh. And I'll tell all the kids out there right now. Mess with the bull, sometimes you get the horns. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they had the shark. They could have just left it alone. But they got the teeth.
They got the teeth. Mess with the shark, sometimes you get the teeth. There you go.
Right. Now, I got a final video for you that I brought over because...
Well done with the beautiful video. You've acquitted yourself beautifully today with the video.
All right. Great. We talked about the Labubus going through. Are you tired of the 6-7-41 stuff yet?
I've heard about it. I plead ignorance. I don't know enough about it, so I can't be tired about it.
Well, the 6-7 is going around enough that a bunch of high schoolers decided to hang out at In-N-Out and wait for order number 6-7 to come.
All right, here we go.
It is packed with high school kids.
Okay, can you please, before we get out of here, can you explain to me 6-7, what it means, what it has to do? It's not. Is it dirty?
It's from some rap song, and I know you're supposed to do 6-7 and like shake your... Or no, 6-7's up and down, or you do 41, which is shaking your hands.
Well, you know, there's a number pretty close to that that's pretty naughty, and I'm wondering whether it doesn't have anything to do with that.
It's got something to do with the song.
Okay, very good. Just checking. Just wanted to make sure. Well, that's good. Thank you very much. Thanks for coming in there. Rob Spiewak with COVID. Get better. We will be back tomorrow with a brand new episode, ladies and gentlemen. And thank you for joining us. And thank you for all the good comments today. You guys are part of this show more and more as we do this. We'll let you know about Rob. He might join us tomorrow. Maybe not. You never know. He might be here without talking. That's another idea I have. I think I'd like him to run. I just make him just sit and do his stuff, and maybe he holds up signs. He's perfectly capable of doing that, isn't he?
If he can be awake, he can hold up signs.
Yeah, he's awake, he can hold up. Tell him he's got to come in and hold up signs instead of using his throat. Tomorrow. I don't want to hear that for a whole show. Right. That'll annoy people. But if he holds up signs, might be quite funny. That's it. We got to get out of here. For Rob Spiewak and Josh Taroka, Michael Mara saying so long, everybody.
Oh, I think it's marvelous. Some of it really fine.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. You understand that?
I pooped myself one time.
Hey!